Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 40. Yay! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for watching. Stay safe, stay humble.
See ya.
Oh, this week I'm joined by David Reece.
He's back, baby.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
Max Smith.
Back. Great to be back, guys.
He didn't say his thing.
Back Obama, if you're a president.
Hey! Hello there.
And in the corner we have Joe McGrath.
Obama.
He's wearing a mustard top. It's probably got a hair in it. It's anything like the other spreads he does. Oh, Joe's got a Christmas jumper.
Peng it on. See what I did there?
No.
Penguin. Penguin's Christmassy.
He's a genius.
I've got a load of these written.
Dave, yeah? What have you been up to?
Not a lot. Well, I've been up to a bit. We filmed a sketch. Not the Francos.
It'll be out now.
It'll be out.
No pressure.
I'll be a bit buggered if it weren't. check it out. Great. Done a rap. Realised I'm not very good at rapping. All right, Steve stole the show, I have to say.
Okay. I just read the lines that were written for me.
Exactly. Okay. Stole it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But
whilst we were there, in James's room.
Nice.
There's a family picture that he has in his bedroom. And Dave pointed out and went, "Are your parents siblings?" Along that line.
They look like siblings.
Yeah. And then I looked at it and they don't at all. But then the more you look at it, you're like,
I do.
The teeth are similar.
And then you look at James and you go, oh, they're definitely siblings.
You can see the incest. He's got web feet. That I know of.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, we made a sketch yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Mainly just standing in the cold.
Nice. I think the warmth of our friendship really got us through the day.
It warms me up.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there.
This is like the afterglow.
Do you know what I mean? I'm boiling. Yeah.
Joe from Wingit is now on over 3,000 subscribers.
Hey! We did it!
Well, he did it.
Yeah. He did it.
The fans did it.
Joe, stop flicking your carrot.
Stop staring me in the eyes. Flicking that carrot.
Honestly, with your legs spread wide, sat on that chair. Like you did some sort of casting couch.
Wee.
Speaking of which, so now you've got control.
So we do not go from casting couch to me. Well, especially when you work for me.
you've now got control of Joe's Valentine's Day special.
Oh,
I do. I've already told Joe my idea, and Joe likes it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget the comedian Joe likes it. We've got Joe likes it over here. Licking your carrots. I mean, initially I laughed, but now this is a serious problem, Joe. It's Joe from Bingit. Fucking sling it, the state of that jumper. Guys, we have some new podcast competition.
Oh.
Obviously, we've slayed everyone before.
We fought our dragon and we've won.
We've conquered.
That's it,
I have to say.
But now Harry and Meghan have started a podcast, I believe. First they ditch our country. And now they're making a fucking podcast.
I think they fled the country because of this podcast.
Have you not heard the segment IMEGS?
Oh my God. The IMEGS experience.
Seriously, mate, she's stepping on your toes.
No.
And she does it better.
Fuck off.
She had this whole scene last week about Joe giving her a hairy food.
Funny that.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
What's funny?
Oh, give it a watch. Or I won't.
Listen.
No, don't give it a listen.
The royalist in you should say no.
Nah, yeah, Sodom.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I thought you was on about Harry from the Sidemen. You know, I'm getting there. Slowly but surely.
You are, Dave.
Mentally.
You are, mate.
You've been asleep since the last podcast.
Yeah, I've literally come out of
hibernation.
Run out of nuts.
Yeah. Should we get into this week's topic, which is, of course, Christmas? This should be out just before Christmas, so it should get you in the mood. Yeah, not for that, Joe.
I've done the math, and it comes out on the 23rd.
Ooh, good maths.
Ooh, very
so,
good maths.
I'm here all week.
Yeah.
If you need maths related problems
maths,
solved.
Any maths questions, I'm your man.
Or you could get a calendar.
Either.
So yeah, we're going to be out before Christmas, but we can preempt what we're doing. Mm. Have you got any plans?
I'm going home back to Kent to get absolutely smashed out of my mind.
Nice.
Where else could you do that?
Exactly. My mum and dad have built a bar in the back garden. Who hasn't during lockdown?
Don't have a garden.
So
don't have a back.
Yeah.
Hey, you do, mate. Christmas cake, anyone?
So I'll probably just get in smashed.
I was like, I'm getting smashed. When you walk in that bar, you see me and Max.
Hello.
Mum and Dad, what have you done?
What's happened to you?
Sorry, your parents have bought built a bar.
So yeah, just drinking in
what's
that.
What's your Christmas tipple of choice?
What's that?
That you drink.
Oh, my drink, my Christmas beveragini. I don't know. I like going on a bit of everything, mate.
Yeah.
I'll start myself off with a beer.
Why not?
Get a bit into it, and then once I've done my Christmas dinner, a bit of brandy, because apparently it settles your stomach. Brandy.
Fair enough.
And I want to settle your stomach.
Yeah.
After the uncooked turkey.
Everyone's poisoned. Food poisoned. Not poisoned, dead. I had to clear that up.
You could die.
See, Max was going off there.
Yeah, I saw his eyes. Like, what's poison dead? Food poisoned.
Don't treat me like I'm the idiot here. Wow.
Poison dead Smith over
here. I know all about that.
He's crazy. But yeah, then we'll play some Christmas games, as everyone does.
What games are we talking?
What's the one? You read the paper. People act it out. All that.
Read the paper.
Charades. Charades.
You get a telegraph and you read it in private. No talking.
Scrabble. Everyone likes playing Scrabble because we've got a lot of dyslexic people in our family. So yeah. It's fun to watch.
I use all my letters every time.
Exactly. But apart from that, I think drinking, gaming and eating.
Yeah.
It's my plan for Christmas.
Very nice.
Thank you. What about yours?
Gomez.
I'm going to go to Sainsbury's.
Oh.
Yeah. You know where I'm going with this.
Mm.
So I'm going to go there. I'm probably going to get some Crimbo grub.
Nice.
What are we talking?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Carrots.
Sure. Oh, I've got some in there.
Carrots. Sorry, he's flicking it again.
Do you have like Yorkshire's?
Yorkshire puddings.
Pudding, yeah. On
he
your...
just calls them puddings, though. This lad.
Anything's a pudding to me. Probably get some of them.
Chuck them on there. Sprouts.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of sprouts.
I only eat sprouts on Christmas.
Do you?
I think it's
to be fair. I don't think I've ever gone out of my way to buy sprouts.
Unless it's Christmas.
But I do like them.
Yeah.
My nan used to make sprouts all year round.
Nice. Grow them.
Don't know, mate. I think she just bought them.
Bought them.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's in her back garden. I was just getting fucked by Max.
I made your favourite again. Just come inside, Stephen.
Stephen, stop stepping on the sprouts, will you? Have you come on my cabbages again? Barely, get in. Making a show of me.
Great.
Yeah, probably just do that.
Yeah. What, you staying up, Manchester?
Yeah, it's all this lockdown stuff. My parents are,
not worth the risk.
Yeah.
Don't blame you, mate.
Realistically, if I travel somewhere and I'm probably most susceptible to get it.
And also, we've heard a lot of these Stephen lies and the stuff you've done where your parents live. That's right. You're not welcome back. It's the boy who pissed on the grave.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Get out. Oh, yeah. What about you, Steve? What about...
First half of Christmas Day, I'm with my family.
Nice.
And then second half, I'm going to my girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
I think, well, her mum's a nurse, so she's working Christmas Eve, maybe into Christmas Day.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Hero.
Yeah.
Be asked
Ching, ching.
Oh, sorry, not the same, she's saying.
Not on my podcast.
Bloody nurses get everything these days.
First I've got to clap for them.
When the clap for an agent, you can just hear one sarcastic clap from me.
Whoopsie-do!
Every Thursday at 7:59, I'd go, well done.
This mean two Christmas dinners?
Yeah. If we timed it right, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You're not?
Nah.
Why didn't you have like Christmas dinner at yours, Christmas pudding, at your missus?
Because I think my family... more of a sweet tooth family, so
do it right.
Either way. Yeah,
You can, well, it's Christmas, you can do whatever you want. You're going to have like dessert first, then go out with the
mate. You know what the weird thing is? Is my mum used to, at Easter, she wouldn't let me eat chocolate in the morning. She'd be like, no, because I don't know why.
Right, okay.
It's already a fat kid anyway.
I'm think, more angry about
it. I think at Christmas it was similar, like you've got to behave yourself.
Mm. Mm.
That being said,
yeah,
one of the best presents I ever got was a lunchbox just filled with chocolate bars.
Yeah.
It was absolutely just rammed full. It was the dream.
Fully stacked.
Yeah. How big was the lunchbox?
Classic plastic one, you know. The
fucking suitcase, mate. It was a cardboard box that said Dairy Milk on it.
See that shipment?
Was it a designed one?
Just a classic. One of the ones that were pictures on it, and it peels off throughout the school year. Yeah. That one.
The worst lunchbox I ever had.
Do you ever forget about your lunchbox? And just stink, and you'd be too scared to open it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one that was awful. Now I think back on it, I think it was cool when I was a kid. So it's quite big. It's a hefty box. It's in the shape of a cottage. And on the front was Winnie the Pooh. And to open the lid, you had to pull Winnie the Pooh forward, and the ceiling of the cottage would open up, and then you'd have your lunch inside. As a little kid, it's like, yeah, that's sick. Imagine a businessman with a fucking intricate box. Right, I've got to pull the Winnie the Pooh forward. Look, a safe.
Oh.
It was fun, though.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah. There was one time I made my own lunch.
Yeah.
I was quite young. I think I just told my mum, I'll make my own lunch. So I just stuck a load of treats in there. Like a load of cakes. Anyway, I was late for school, so I was running down the playground and I tripped and the cakes just went everywhere. So I was getting these looks off the parents like, oh, no wonder you're a lump.
And then your mum...
Nice. What about you two? Best present you got at Christmas?
I got my first dog on our Christmas.
Well,
I can't remember how. I was really into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set. Yeah. Going, no way. Christmas ain't going to get better than this.
Yeah.
This is the dog's bollocks.
And then you.
And then I go to my nan's, and what's waiting there? Some dog's bollocks.
Yeah.
She was a girl, so didn't have any. But it was a lovely surprise. A little Labrador puppy.
I don't like it. I said cute. I wanted Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What's this shit?
Fucking bin it off, Nan.
I wanted a turtle.
So is it like the Andrex puppies?
Yeah. Labradors. Yeah, that's it was beautiful. Yeah, that's gone cute. Now. But great to have at the time. Yeah.
Sorry.
My thank you. Lunchbox is gone as well.
Sorry to hear about that.
Equally emotional, I imagine.
So nothing's beaten it yet.
Yeah.
But
except your dad when it's shutting the house.
Well, I'm asking for money for Christmas this year to get a PlayStation 5.
Oh.
So if I get that, then maybe.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Till then, we'll never know.
This is it.
That's it.
What about you, Max? Best present?
Best present? Got an original Xbox.
Oh.
It's a wee nipper. We got a PlayStation 1. Originally,
yeah,
but that's more like a family thing.
Yeah.
So that was in the front room, so I couldn't just go out in there and play it.
You could, but
but everyone's watching TV. I'm not going to go, fuck off, Mum. I'm going to play my game now. You know.
Do you speak Northern to your parents all the time?
That's a good point.
It's only to us he speaks. What about you, Steven? What's your favourite Christmas present of all time?
Chocky box, mate.
Chocky box.
Someone's not listening.
Oh, was it? Oh, no.
Oh.
Good question. I got a little camera, like a video camera, camcorder. I got that for Christmas, and then the next few days I was just filming everything that I could.
Mm.
I think I invited my mate round to watch the football on Boxing Day. Just sat there filming it. Like... Right, Steve?
It's good, isn't it? I got a camera. Do you like it? Let's rewatch it.
Just glad I didn't get a strap on for Christmas.
They're winning, mate. They're winning.
Definitely one up.
Hey, nice.
Hey.
Handball.
That's rude. Handball. Christmas podcast, mate. Just did some classy pegging stuff over here. But when I got it, the camera, I was desperate to try and get a You've Been Framed clip. And me and my sister thought, I came up with a little plan in the living room that I'd set up the camera and she'd throw, we'd just be playing catch as you do in the living room.
It's Christmas Day.
All the other presents, but I've got a tennis ball. And I was stood with my back to the tree.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you just throw it over my head, I'll lean back, crash into the tree. Easy, £250. Sort of greedy child does that. So she does it, I fall back. Doesn't look good at all. It's terrible acting. I'm like, woo. And then, but I break the tree.
Yeah.
And it's all bent. Still to this day, my mum the next year, like we packed away the tree pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Mum the next year was like, why's the tree bent? Because it was going off to an angle. So she'll probably find out now that it was me that broke the tree.
Who did you blame?
No, just sometimes it happens. About 8 years ago, Mum, so let it go, okay?
What happened with the You Been Framed clip?
Terrible acting, mate. It's always thwarted me.
Fair.
So it was great for that, but then, you know, the guilt that preceded wasn't really worth it.
No. I can imagine you just trying to bury the tree in the back garden crying to yourself. I should never find it.
What about worst Christmas present?
Well, I can't remember really, but there was like there's a video of me when I was a kid, and my uncle got me a horse, like a little toy horse.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want horse. Why have you got me horse? And he was like, you said you wanted horse. And I was like, well, I must have said I wanted horse. I got it. And I remember being really disappointed about it.
Yeah.
But apparently, I really enjoyed it.
Oh.
But mixed emotions.
It was like a rocking horse or like a little toy?
No, like a little toy horse. Like ones that you could put figurines on top, but you didn't get me the figurines to go with it.
Half a job.
So just a horse.
Half a job, exactly. Yeah. So literally just a horse that no other toys could go with it.
Right.
And I just remember really disappointed.
Was it not like a My Little Pony sort of thing?
No, you didn't want to take the piss. But you thought, I'd be nice.
I can imagine you open it. You taking a piss?
You're having a fucking off.
Rolling up my sleeve. Where's the figurine to go with it? Bastard.
What were you, Max?
The only one that comes to mind is my grandma used to get us DVDs. But she got me a DVD 1 year. And I was quite old. I was about 16. Yeah. She got me Felix the Cat. And it's like some 1970s animated cat that goes on adventures. I'm like, realistically, I'm never going to watch this.
Oh.
I did. Did it wasn't great. I was like, just for...
Look out for IMAX this week.
Hit new movie.
Hit new movie, Felix the Cat. Yeah, it was an interesting...
That is bad.
Nice, yeah.
No offence.
No, it's all right, it's all right.
Does she love you now?
It's got me Felix the Cat too this year, so
that's good.
I don't know.
The worst present I got, it didn't actually turn out to be the worst, but last year I took my girlfriend Zoe to New York for Christmas. Nice. Then on the flight back, we were in the airport, just waiting around. She's like, I've sorted your present. I was like, oh, right. And then she kept sort of talking about it. She was like, she didn't want me to know, but then she kept talking about it. So it's like, you didn't want me to know. So it's like, oh, just tell me what you got. Because she's like, I'm not sure you'll like it. Like, oh, come on, what is it? She bought me a frying pan set.
Lucky.
And I'm like,
okay.
Sure, it's something you'll use,
yeah.
But it's not like something you want.
Yeah,
and
true.
She's like, yeah, you know, the one you've got in the flat isn't very good. So I was like, so this is something you'll use as well. And
yeah,
it's not special, is it? Like, I know I came to New York with you, but
is it a Teflon nonstick?
It was for about a month, and then Tom cooked,
broke it.
Yeah,
he's bloody.
Look
vegan.
At Tom using your present, man.
Oh, this is it.
Outrageous.
None of it, mate.
Yeah,
Dick. This is my old Tom.
You do not touch it.
Has he returned Felix the Cat to you?
No. And I'm so curious about those adventures.
Yeah. When did you find out Father Christmas wasn't real?
See, this was a sad time for me. See, my mum's quite a big person when it comes to Christmas. Whenever I was a kid about, she loves it. She goes, oh, has Father Christmas bought you this? Mm. So we've been a big believer in Father Christmas ever since we were kids.
Yeah.
So when I went to year 7, Everyone goes in and everyone's like, oh, obviously, like, you're in big school now. Everyone don't believe in him. Everyone was going, oh, what's your parents getting you? I was like, my mum and dad are getting me this, but Father Christmas, he's getting me this. They're like, well, Father Christmas, what do you mean? I was like, he's real. He's not real. And I was like, well, he is. I've seen him. I've heard him on the roof. Chatting shit.
Chatting shit.
Come to me. Oh, Father Christmas ain't real. Yeah, so that was a sad time for me.
Oh,
I got
wow.
picked on quite a bit.
It's devastating when you find out.
I didn't know if I could believe if my mum was actually my mum after that. I couldn't believe anything she said. Because... I was fuming.
What about you, Max? How old?
It was a thing in our house. Like, oh, Santa's getting you this, Santa's getting you that. Well, you know, that sort of thing. But I think when you wake up and you see your dad putting the stocking at the end of the bed, it's sort of like...
putting his stockings on.
Merry Christmas, lad.
Got work to get to, son. Go back to sleep. Yeah, it was a one-bedroom hovel.
You think Felix the cat pays himself?
Got Lecky bill to pay for. Don't grow on trees, you know, son. It was said in our house, but it was sort of implied that it wasn't real. Do you know what I mean? No room for belief at the Smith household.
I was year five.
Okay.
I mentioned it last week, and there was a lad who was sat next to, and he told me Father Christmas isn't real. I was like, why would they make all those movies about him then? There's so many films about it, they wouldn't just make it up, would they?
It's like Titanic.
So that's how I found out.
Harry Potter must be real. There are 8 movies.
What's everyone's like Christmas traditions at your house? Like, what's different that you do to everyone else?
Well, I don't think it is different, but do you do like Christmas Eve pajamas?
Nah. See, I've heard people do that though. Yeah. I do know people that do that.
It's like you get when I was younger, you get like got given your pajamas.
Okay.
So that you had like fresh pajamas for Christmas Eve. So for me, it was like. I was so weird about sleeping on Christmas Eve because like I've got to get asleep before midnight so I don't ruin Christmas. One time I was sharing the bedroom with my sister, and she was quite old. I still didn't know about Father Christmas at this point.
Yeah.
But she was watching something on a DVD player, and she was laughing to herself, and it had gone past midnight. I was like, shut up. I think she was just like, she was so quiet, but she'd laugh every so often. So I was yelling at her, shut up! You're going to ruin Christmas. I'm surprised she didn't tell me then it's not real.
Because
I was being such a knob about it. But Satsuma's in like a stocking, like an orange stocking. See, that's the thing as well. I don't know what
that
is.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Probably just to get us to eat more fruit.
Eat all the chocolate. Yeah. See, something we do on Christmas Eve is we buy a load of chocolates to go under the tree.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is worldwide sort of thing.
Dangerous game of mine.
Worldwide, North Korea are big on this.
Well, yeah, you know. But on Christmas Eve, we're allowed to eat as much chocolate as we want. All the chocolates under the tree, you can help yourself to. Yeah. Like, even if before dinner, like, you can have it. Yeah, that's my mum. Like, on Christmas Eve, go nuts with chocolate. And then, like, for Christmas, we get all our presents from, like, Father Christmas, like, your main present, and then all family presents, all family friend presents sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then on Boxing Day, we'd get all the presents from, like, all the stockings from my mum and dad.
Oh.
So we technically have, like, 2 Christmases sort
That's
of thing.
That's cute.
Oh, well, nice.
It's got, I like it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
going
to come
at you, dude.
I'm
going to give you it on Boxing Day. Fuck that.
There's the figurine.
Yesterday it was. You're living in the past.
Yeah, more presents. That's
good. The chocolate thing, though, I'd be fucked for Christmas Day if that was me. I wouldn't be able to move. I just wouldn't stop. That's what I do Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't stop.
Fill up.
The thought process of it, you know, like, it's just Christmas Day. And I sort of try and get it out the way so I can get back to eating healthier.
I actually, I eat very healthily throughout the whole year. But the amount of chocolate I eat on Christmas Eve sets fucks me up.
364 days.
It's quite because my birthday is quite close to Christmas.
Well done.
Yep. It's more for my mum, I think. Squeezing me out on New Year's Day. So my presents were like You get one big one for either one, you know.
Yeah, it's shit, that. Yeah. That's why I always think you... If you're going to have kids, time it.
They did time it, so they didn't have to buy me as many presents.
That's smart, yeah. Smart.
Were your family religious at all? Like, would you go to church?
My grandma would.
Yeah.
I think she brought me along with her once.
She's giving a DVD to the plate that goes
Phoenix. Yeah. She got them for free, actually.
I would, do you know what? I wouldn't mind church if it was like the crazy ones in America.
Yeah, to be fair.
You know, with the singing and all that. Yeah. But when it's like, you know... Father Sean at the front.
Just reading a story.
Just reading a story. It's like, yeah. I've heard this a million times. If I wanted to, you know, hear the story of Jesus being born, I'd go watch a movie.
Mm. Great point.
But yeah, it was like, do that, go to my uncle's, eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
You know, that's like very basic Christmas stuff. But it's good though. It's, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Good time of year. Yeah. Should we get on to Stephen Lies?
Stephen Lies. Stephen Lies. Stephen Lies. Thank you.
This week, it is Detective Smith.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, big fan of Midsummer Murders, so he'll definitely win the case.
Oh. Max, you could probably push your mic a little bit further away, you know. It's just quite loud.
You didn't want him talking. I'll just pull it over here, mate.
Who would you like to go first?
Dave.
I once had such a panic attack that my mum had to call the ambulance on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
I lost my head at a hat competition.
Oh, very nice. Oh. Okay.
Dave. I came up with that first, then got the story from you.
So, basically, on Christmas Eve, like I say, I was a massive believer in Father Christmas, and I had the same similar incident as Steve was saying about, like, his sister wouldn't show up. But I couldn't fall asleep because I was so excited. And when I was getting so excited in my own head, I was thinking, I ain't going to come if I don't go to sleep.
I'll be there.
It's a very kinky fuck, that guy.
She won't fuck me with my eyes open. Says it puts her off.
So I can't fall asleep, and I'm thinking, old Santa Claus ain't going to come down.
Yeah.
So I'm over panicking. My mum had to come into the room and calm me down. I was like, you're going to have to call the ambulance. You're going to have to call the ambulance because I ain't falling asleep. And
could it have been all the chocolate you did?
Do you know what? The more I think about it,
it could be that, to be honest.
Yeah. But Mama, in the end, like, we didn't call the ambulance, but we thought we had to because I was proper hyperventilating.
Wow.
And, like, running out of air. I was thinking, he ain't coming. Like, if I can't fall asleep, he's not going to come.
Yeah.
And I was like, usually I can hear the reindeer landing on the roof.
What is that?
Probably all that chocolate again, just exactly. Hallucinating.
Yeah, okay. I think it was just like my mum and dad just whacking the roof.
Yeah.
Whacking the roof. The very intricate.
He's on the ladder again. Yeah. They even used to eat like the carrots and the mince pies. Like, they would go to all that effort.
Yeah.
Of
eating the mince pies. My dad was fuming.
Would you? I feel like if you couldn't go to sleep, you'd pretend to go to sleep if you believed that much.
Ooh. Okay.
Maybe. You'd lie. But then if you believed in it that much, you wouldn't lie because you wouldn't want to be on the naughty
list. Mine might be true now.
Exactly. Yeah. You never know.
So, hat competition.
Yeah, man. Like most of my stories, this was year six.
Okay.
Every year, I think at least year six would do this hat competition where you'd make your own hat.
Mm.
Actually, no, we did it every year. So one year, I just stuck like a Santa hat over there, the red one, like that, and I stuck a bauble on the end.
Okay.
Nice.
Wasn't bothered about it. But then year six, for some reason, really went for it. And I was round at my dad's for the weekend, and we got the old paper mache out. And we built like a snowman. So it was two levels to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then a hat on the snowman. So my dad had helped me with it a bit, but I'd done a lot of the hard graft.
Yeah.
Come to the Christmas party. I was so confident with this. And then we do we all show our hats off.
Yeah.
We had to go outside for some reason in the playground doing a little walk. And we come down to who's won. I was real confident with this, and the prize was like a selection box. Not even that good, but when you're a kid, I'm like, that's my lunchbox right there. And so they do who's won, and they said the winner was this girl called Laura.
Okay.
Anyway, hers was really good, but it was so clear she'd had a parent make it, or what I suspect, or she had a sister a couple of years older.
Right.
Joelle.
Just recycled that. They just used that again.
Yeah.
So I was gutted with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I tore the hat off my snowman. and then just sulked for the whole Christmas party.
To be fair, I would.
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
So, okay.
Sounds like a good at and all.
Yeah. I've met your dad. He's he does engineering, doesn't he?
And arts and crafts.
You know,
he fixes every car problem with it. Just a little bit of paper mache.
Build a snowman on it, it'll be fine.
Missing half a car? No worries. Get the newspaper,
son. Seems like this doesn't work on cars.
No.
Seems like the sort of person that would probably, you know, help their son with that.
Do you want me to tell you the trick to it?
Go on.
You blow up a balloon and then build around that.
Yeah.
And then pop the balloon.
That's a mess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I remember doing that for Pluto. The planet.
The dog.
Yeah, I thought you meant
the dog. No, no.
The character.
No, no. Like, we had to.
Dave, that's got nothing to do with Christmas.
Fuck off. I haven't won it. No wonder why I lost.
Was it? So this was a yearly thing?
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
I think every year we'd do it.
Yeah. And you would want the selection box. You are competitive. And you would hyperventilate not getting Santa.
And I would sulk.
Yeah. You would sulk, yeah, you would. I'm going to say it's you.
True or lie?
True.
Oh, yes! You forget one key thing.
It's opposite day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am thick as shit. So I never used to think of, like, I could pretend to be asleep.
I don't think you're thick as shit.
I don't either, Dave.
Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, it's good to be back.
Smartest man I know.
Jenna always puts me down. No, yeah, that actually happened. I was very, very, like, sick as well. Because I was that nervous.
How old were you?
I was embarrassingly 13. Year 6, that's 13.
Oh, no, that's 11.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, no,
you got held back a few.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been 11 then, sorry, not 13. Year 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very, very panicky. I'm very scared as well. Mm, I actually thought I was going to die.
When you're that age, Christmas is such a big thing,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Build it up so much.
And I asked for a Lego set that year, and I really want. I used to
didn't
love
anything
Lego.
To go wrong with it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I was like, right, Kushti, I've got all this Lego, I know what I'm going to do with it, and I was worried I wasn't going to get it.
Oh.
That was my worry.
Now we are going to have the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh.
Tom Looney. Dave, we'll see you back later.
What's shortly.
Tom Looney, live and...
Direct,
yes. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You just missed Detective Smith losing the case.
Fumbled the case.
Make that 80,001 crimes that they've got away with.
Yeah.
Not really a crime.
It was a crime.
What happened?
Dave hyperventilated on Christmas Eve.
At the ripe old age of 11.
Yeah.
Because Santa wasn't going to come.
How old were you when you found out Christmas wasn't real?
What?
I don't know. Well, I was the eldest, so I had to keep it on for quite a few years.
Yeah.
So I helped out with that.
Oh, right.
So kind of, yeah, it's all a bit blurry for me.
Yeah.
I was an intuitive kid. I'm sure it wasn't.
How did it feel lying to your siblings?
Felt good. I used to help. I remember helping my sister write a letter.
Just laughing behind her back. You fool. You...
Tom, we'll go through this quickly for you.
Yeah, sorted.
Best Christmas present you got?
PlayStation 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I got Tarzan with that.
Okay. Micromaniacs.
Yeah.
Really good game. James Bond.
Oh, and GoldenEye. FIFA.
Tomorrow Never Dies, I think.
Yeah, GoldenEye was a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah. Worst present you've ever got?
I don't know. I guess with Christmas, the worst thing is when you're starting to get older and your presents are less exciting.
Yeah.
And you're watching your siblings get fucking mint things and you've just got to be like, yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was disappointing.
Well, you won't realise, being the eldest, as the youngest, especially with, you know, aunties and uncles, when my sister reached a certain age, they just stopped with presents.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 4 years younger over here.
Yeah.
Fucking catch on.
Oh, they stopped for both of you?
Yeah.
I just thought of the worst present I've ever got.
Oh, go on.
It was a T-shirt. So this had a logo sort of thing on it. And it was a polar bear.
Oh.
That was eating chewing gum and farting out a bubble.
Who was that off?
It was from one of my aunts. I was like, I'm never going to... When am I ever going to wear a shirt?
That's so Max.
When am I ever going to wear a shirt as a polar bear farting a bubble out?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Cut to my own clothes.
Did you ever get presents off like, you know, that are clearly being bought for someone else for Christmas because your birthday's close?
Have I mentioned Felix the cat? I don't know. Not that I can think of.
No. Yeah. You wouldn't know, would you?
Yeah.
If I was related to you, I would just re-gift something that I didn't want from Christmas. I mean,
January the 1st, it's a shit birthday, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone's having a party for me. get to look at the fireworks and go, oh, that's for me. Yeah, go down to the Thames and see the big wheel lit up in a beautiful colour. I'm like, thank you, a queen. Yeah. Look at all the little muggins around going, you know, cheering.
Muggins.
Like, yeah.
Cheering muggins.
Muggins, like little.
Yeah, people losing the money.
Little twerps. Yeah. No, not muggins.
Getting punched.
Muggins.
Old ladies. That's for me. Tom, Christmas dinner.
Yes.
You're a keen chef. Do you ever join in on, you know, the preparation, the making of Christmas dinner?
I did save Christmas dinner. Last year, my mum's oven broke and it was just a disaster. She was panicking. So I stepped in and made Christmas dinner.
Wow. Yeah. Without an oven?
The top oven was working and they had to do a lot of stuff on the hob.
It's a stressful few hours, Christmas dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Our oven's broken twice on Christmas Day. Well, my dad bought it. My mum had a good oven and it was fine. And my dad, I don't know where he got this oven from, but he gets a new oven. And I was really keen. So, look, I've got you this just before Christmas. But then the door came off.
Oh.
Kind of Christmas Eve.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that was good.
What do you do for Christmas dinner?
Now it should be better because my mum's a vegetarian and so is my brother and sister. But in the past, I tend to be forgotten about until a few days before Christmas when, you know, I say to my mum, you know, like, I'll sort myself out. And she says, I've seen this in Asda or whatever. But she leaves it till like 2 days before when everything's sold out. So I just have veg.
A bowl full of sprouts.
You love Rivita, don't you, Tom? Our Christmas dinners are just Sunday dinners, really.
With a bit of cranberry.
Yeah. It's just so basic. I can't be arsed with anything.
As long as you're having a good time,
though. It's not my favourite meal, a roast.
I'm more concerned about the afters. But then Christmas pudding. Not great.
What's your favourite part of the main meal?
I don't know. Well, it's ruined now because my sister's had a kid and he's just getting all the attention, throwing his shit around. Have I told you he calls me Big Booby Steven? Literally, he's not said my name on its own once, but now Big Booby Steven's
coming. Welcome to my world. He has to have got that from somewhere. You don't just come out with that.
Big Booby Steven.
He spoke today for the first time.
Scrolling through the YouTube comments. Yeah.
Big fan of stuffing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whatever your dad likes.
Yeah, I like stuffing.
You got a mouthful now, haven't you?
I've just put his stockings on.
Love sprouts now.
Yeah.
Love sprouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sprouts are good.
As the years go by, I'm loving sprouts more and I'm not too arsed about roast potatoes.
Ooh.
I hate parsnips.
Growing on me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kind of caramelised.
Are you going to go for a joke there?
What have I walked into it?
I'm just going to say it sounds like an illness, like athlete's foot or something. Parsnips are growing on me.
Parsnip limbs.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Do you still write the jokes for Christmas crackers?
Yeah, I've brought a few in today.
Go on, pull the cracker. Hey. Is it a joke or is it?
So they've got the joke first. What athlete is warmest in winter?
A spice skater. I don't know.
A long jumper.
Ah.
Oh, and then you've got a game to play with the stickers. Give a sticker to the shortest, the tidiest, the grumpiest, and the oldest female to your left.
Such a shit. Why does it specify to the left?
Fuck me.
The oldest female to your left.
What is it? How does that make sense?
I miss mum. First Christmas without her. Everywhere I look, I see her.
You keep going around, you'll get to the empty chair. That's a shame.
Tom, do you have a bev for Christmas?
Again, being the eldest, you know, there was a time when I could have a drink and, you know, my dad's a keen Christmas Day drunk. You know, he used to, dinner was always late, so by 4 o'clock he's half cup. So that was always fun. But no, not really. I think now I will because you know, everyone else is a bit older, so I'll have a beer, you know, because it's a long year.
It is.
This year has been a long year. I just want to check
out. It has, yes. Yeah. There's stuff that when we're talking about 2020, there's stuff that we were thinking about. Like stuff before the first lockdown feels like years ago.
Yeah.
Australian bushfire.
Brexit. General Brexit stuff.
It's probably a sketch out right now that can help you through the year.
Yeah.
If you're looking
about 2020.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that. You're right, Joe. What have you got there? Oh, bloody hell.
Few marks.
This is from
Jesus.
Northern Soul Grilled Cheese.
Was their Instagram account got hacked by a man in Malaysia.
Tuned into the news, the Greater Manchester News.
They want good big money to get it back, but they said no. So go follow the new one, Northern Soul Manchester. So I asked for vegan.
Yeah, and a vegan option, some apple juice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Northern Soul Grilled
Northern
Cheese.
Northern Soul. I'm going to open this.
Cheers.
I tell you what I don't enjoy is the pressure of opening presents, you know?
Yeah.
In front of people.
Yeah. It's all right when you've got them at home and you're safe, but when you go to like your grandma's house and she gives you Felix the Cat on DVD and you kind of look her in the eyes and go, thank you.
Felix the Cat.
Wow.
You know, love you, Grandma.
I don't like being the centre of attention opening gifts.
Yeah, pressure's on.
Yeah.
And I do the same reaction every time. Oh, wow. And again, my nephew, it was his birthday the other month. He goes, oh, wow. Here's Big Tit Steve.
Thanks, Big Booby Steve.
Big Booby. Best Christmas film. Here we go. IMAX has just sprung into life.
Hello, boys.
As his eyes glazed over.
I'm going to be controversial here.
Go on.
Because I'm a
don't
big...
Don't say Die Hard.
Okay, well... I am, because it's a Christmas movie. It's also an action movie. Look, it's set at Christmas. You know, what more do you want?
So I mean, I get it, but the thing is that I don't consider Die Hard a Christmas film.
Okay.
Because it's not about Christmas. Mm. Christmas features in it, but I guess it's a good film. I like Die Hard.
Is Home Alone about Christmas? No, yeah. It's about a kid trying to stop two robbers getting
set on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you could say the same thing about Die Hard.
But the thing is, I think when people are asking what's your favourite Christmas film, they mean a certain genre of film.
Yeah.
And I think that
something that's full of Christmas
and
spirit.
I think he says he's got to save Christmas. There's something to do with that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, Bruce Willis. Yeah.
I'm not going to find
it. Let's, do you know what? Home Alone 2 I really like.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of 2.
I love it when he throws the bricks. And in real life, they would have died after the first one hits them.
I watched a
video. Which one is that? Is that Home Alone
2? 2. When they're in... he goes into his uncle's house, which is being refurbished, and he's just lobbing bricks off the top.
Okay.
And he hits Marv in the head about 4 or 5 times with a brick from about... I don't know.
Well, it's like a 3-story house.
Yeah. He just gets up every time and he's like, ooh,
Harry. I watched a video last night which was about, it was doctors watching Home Alone.
Yeah.
And stating the injuries they would have got throughout the whole film.
Wow.
And what it would have done to them.
Don't care.
The first...
Like, no, not about your story, just like, you know, fuck off, doctors.
I convinced my girlfriend that Marv... If you know Home Alone 2 or 1, that's a young Bradley Cooper. you got to laugh. Kids are silly. Anyway, best Christmas film, I'll say Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
You're saying Die Hard.
I'll say Home Alone 2.
Oh, no, say Die Hard.
I'll go Die Hard.
There we go. Die Hard.
Okay.
Joe, best Christmas film?
I like Santa Claus. Show with Tim Allen.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah,
I only realised that was a play on words recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, yeah.
Fuck off.
It's a big part of the film.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking this spelled Claus wrong.
Yeah.
It's just an option. Best Christmas song.
Oh, what's the one? Please, Mr. Churchill. What's it called?
Little Drummer Boy.
No, Little Drummer Boy. Little Drummer Boy. I like Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Dave likes that one.
Spaceman Came Travelling. That's a good one.
At Christmas?
Yeah. It's about the birth of Jesus. If like an alien came. Think something like that.
The fuck is going on here, boys?
What about you, Max? Has Weird Al done a Christmas version?
Elton John, the Fins of Christmas.
Oh, that is good. Yeah,
that's good. Or Wizard? Is it Wizard?
It's great.
Yeah, that's fun. Like yeah, that's good.
I like Mariah Carey's one. Mm. Very, very mainstream.
Yeah, probably the most famous.
Yeah,
one of the most famous ones.
Yeah, very true. You're right, Joe.
Driving home for Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
Can't drive, mate.
There's a lot of things that happen in songs that I can't do, but I can still enjoy the song. Yeah?
You're doing musical wrong, mate. You can't step into Christmas, can you?
So you've got the use of my leg, Stephen. Can't take that away from me.
I can.
Well, you can.
Keep going to the river, Wanda. Favourite thing about the festive season? First thing I like is there's a lot of football on, pretty much any time you turn on the TV, football.
Yeah.
And then I like everyone's sort of back home. If you're back home in your hometown, a lot of people are around. Good to see them. What are you up to? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, I like the family getting together. Don't you know? It's just nice to all be together.
Watching Felix the cat
on Christmas. You know, excuse to all get together.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
What about you, Max? Stepping into Christmas.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, you just can't get enough of that.
Just the isolation.
What are you doing for Christmas this year?
The fucking isolation.
Getting roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings.
Who are you spending Christmas with? Christmas Day.
Probably V from Cyberpunk 2077. No, if I can get it running properly.
Have you actually got any plans for Christmas?
Yep.
Are you going to be alone on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why I'd rather have that, though.
Why do you come to my house?
Since
my dad left, there's a spare seat at the table.
I'm all right. I've got big plans.
Can you bring an oven with you, man?
Tuck the fucker with it. Come on, someone needs to save Christmas.
Saw him drop it as well as he went down the road.
Fuck me. Just fix his fucking door.
Rack of oven chips.
No, I insist
that I don't. Yeah. Got a lot of side quests to get done.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Should we have some Tom Looney?
Hey!
Looney! 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 Looney!
Looney! Ooh, I've also got a question, just whilst you open... you've got it anyway. What do you dislike about Christmas?
I guess the amount of money it costs. So my family are doing... So Devon's family always used to do this.
Secret Santa.
I've done it for a few years, and now we're doing Secret Santa.
Good idea.
So just... Because we're not that arsed about presents, so it's kind of like... But you can't just see something you like for someone and get it, because then you have to get everyone something.
This is it.
Just, if everyone has one, it's a nice thing to do. And
Have you got a male or female?
I have a male.
Oh!
Okay.
What do I dislike? Probably the abyss between Christmas Day and New Year's. You just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I used to be good as a kid, but now I just don't know what I'm doing.
You're lucky if you get one football match.
This is it.
In that time, so it's real kind of
overeating.
Yeah. I always felt longer as a kid.
Yeah.
Now it's like 3 days.
It's a regular week for me. Just more chocolate and stuff to buy. I mean, you know, all the grub's good. Probably like when all that stuff leaves the supermarket, that's what I miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emotional.
When the shelves are empty.
They do like a special like coleslaw this year. This time of year. That's fun.
And that's what you dislike most about Christmas.
Like when it leaves the shelves, I'm like, ah.
Fuck me. When they've sold out of fucking coleslaw.
I've had it so good. I've had it so good for a couple of weeks when they're selling like lovely pigs in blankets.
And for then, many like, people, Christmas is a joyous time.
Then it gets to spring and then they've gone. So it's like that thing where it's like, yeah, you're having a great... It's like when you go on holiday and you come back.
So you dislike seasonal produce.
Yeah.
That leaves. I wouldn't have guessed it, but you know, it's a good point.
So according to Facebook, in the week before Christmas, more couples break up than at any other time during the year.
Wow. Bloody hell. Yeah. Ever broken up just before Christmas?
I did break up on Valentine's Day once.
That's the Christmas of love.
I didn't realise it was Valentine's Day.
Not paying that much.
When I broke up with my girlfriend.
Did she give you the present first and you took it and just went...
No, I remembered afterwards and I thought, oh, that's...
You opened up Felix's account. She's going nowhere.
She's re-gifted it.
Just so you know, I wasn't in a relationship with my grandmother.
Says a lot that you had to point that out.
You heard it here first, guys.
To be fair, your first kiss was with an old woman.
For those who have already put two and two together.
Felix the cat just...
And gotten hard.
Max, moving on.
Max just did a never have I ever in his head. Gonna have to drink now.
Down it.
During the Christmas season, almost 28 Lego sets are sold every second.
Wow.
That's bonkers.
Lego, something that's been going for years, is still doing so well.
I think the thing that Lego's got well now, God, thanks, Northern Soul.
Granny on the brain.
The thing that Lego's doing well now is it's doing collaborations. So,
they're giving me cock now.
Hey, nice. They're sexy. So, like, a lot of Star Wars stuff. You know? Yep. And some of them are so expensive.
Yeah, I was in the Lego store the other day, like, seeing, like, the Colosseum and that.
Yeah.
And, like, really? Taj Mahal, like, a grand, some of them.
Yeah. Saves you travelling.
Yeah. The Millennium Falcon. Enormous one in the... Yeah. Ridiculous.
The anyway. Death Star, I think, is one of the most expensive ones.
There you go.
That's a lot of money. A lot of cheddar.
This is a fact that we all know, but I just thought it was funny how this fact was phrased for people who don't live in England. The British and Irish wear paper crowns while they eat Christmas dinner. The crowns are stored in a tube called a Christmas cracker. That's all we've got on that one. Can't offer you any more information. That's the British.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I'm not leaning over again, Joe.
Almost spat my Northern Soul out.
We go through another table. No, I'll pretend.
Yeah. Bang.
Said bang. I thought you know. Sorry.
Sticking his finger in a cracker. Yep.
What do reindeer hang on their Christmas trees?
Some two baubles.
Little presents.
Little presents.
Ornaments.
Presents. Good one.
Ornaments.
Fuck right off.
Yeah, man.
No. Can we play the stick again? And a fun one to finish. This is cool. During World War II, the United States Playing Card Company joined forces with the American and British intelligence agencies to create a very special deck of cards. They gave them out as Christmas gifts that also helped Allied prisoners of war escape from German prisoner of war camps. Individual cards peeled apart when moistened to reveal maps of escape routes.
Wow.
That's quite cool, isn't it?
That's very clever.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Really good. How did the inmates get the present?
So, no, but it was given out beforehand, so they'd be told, so that it was knowledge. That,
and I guess you know, you wouldn't go, this is clearly a map, you know.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crafty.
And it wasn't something you'd confiscate, was it?
No. Deceitful, though. I don't know how I feel about that.
Imagine if one of the soldiers swapped it for Felix the Cat. Fucking hell. You're joking. It's all in German. Well done, Tom, there.
Thank you.
Thanks. Very nice.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Now it is time for IMAX.
You had the zero, now it's time for the hero.
No need for that.
That's
Christmas,
right,
mate.
It's IMAX.
No, don't carry on.
IMAX.
Actually,
everybody loves IMAX. No,
I thought that was a nice...
No, it was. It was nice.
Yeah, you're a boy, aren't you? Ruin Christmas.
Yeah, it's meant to be a nice time.
It's IMAX. Hello, guys. Today on IMAX... Oh, God, I've forgotten everything. Talk amongst yourselves.
The real hero of Christmas. Here he is, everyone. Here to save Christmas.
That was it, yeah. So this week on IMAX, I had the privilege to interview two of my Christmas movie heroes.
If you think about it, Max, you've always got privilege.
Yeah.
You're as a
That's
white
so
male.
True.
Can I just stop you? The email you sent me hasn't got anything attached to it.
Fuck's
sake,
man.
Sorry you had to suffer through Tom Looney. Here's a man having a panic attack.
Here's Max resending an email.
It's not worked. Do it again.
Okay, roughly how long is IMAX?
2 minutes.
Okay,
Do you just want me to...
Set a timer for 2 minutes and we'll just...
Yeah.
We'll just pretend we're hearing it.
Ho, ho, ho. IMAX is feeling the Christmas spirit. After weeks of torment, murder, and trying Joe's jam, I've decided to get back to what I love, the movies. And what better way to do that than to invite over two of my favourite actors from my favourite holiday film? Oh boy, my guests have arrived.
I'm Macaulay Culkin.
Oh wow, former child, Macaulay Culkin, hit actor from the Home Alone movies.
Yeah.
Have you come to my home alone, lol? Yeah, we're having fun. But seriously, I could have sworn Oscar-winning actor Joe Pesci was coming with you. Oh, that must be him now.
Hello!
Hello? Oh, God, no. I invited the wrong Joe. I wanted Pesci, not Pesky. Scram, you rotter. This is meant to be my Home Alone special, and I've got Joe from Wingit shitting on my doorstep.
I just wanted to say a quick hello and let you know about stuff that's coming up around Christmas.
Ha, you can try and get in, but I've got the number one weapon against home invaders. That's right, Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone.
Turn around and go back home.
Is that all you've got? This is the number one reviewer of chicken wings. He doesn't listen to anyone. Fine, I'll take this into my own hands.
Right, I'm going to go in.
Ha, witness my first booby trap. I poured a load of Joe's jam on the floor.
It's a bit messy.
Huh, you walked right through it.
I've done well there.
Fine, booby trap number two. How about some spicy wings? Huh, how'd you like them?
I'm going to go with a 7 out of 10.
Damn, no matter the situation, he's always a reviewer at heart. Got to give it to the guy. Come on, Mac. Surely there's something you can do or say to get rid of him.
I can get to any restaurant I want without a reservation.
Ooh, right. Interesting. Bye.
Oh, they both left. Looks like I'm home alone. Lol.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, we can slow it down.
Don't matter, does it?
Right, Max, for not attaching it on the email, fuck off.
Yeah.
Go on, you half-wit. If Dave's out there, bring him in, please.
Technology, innit? They're just sort of scuppering what I'm doing.
Clown.
You know.
Oh, thank God you're back,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
Disappointed in Max, you know, it's a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Talking about Die Hard, shagging his nan, really not getting in the spirit.
Yeah, slagging off my segment.
And then he calls himself the hero and forgets his own...
I knew all of this because I was in the...
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Nice to be caught up.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Only me.
Steady there.
Yep.
You say only you. Who is it?
Only me.
It's a homeless man.
Shut your mouth. It's me, Jerry Christmas.
Jerry Christmas. Almost like Merry, that.
Very close.
I love that.
Do you want to put a mask on, Jerry?
I'm exempt, medically.
Of course you fucking are.
I've got presents for you.
Oh,
you do have a strong present.
Your presence is enough, Jez.
So, you probably don't know this, but there's a boy in this podcast called Max, and he realised that...
He's not a boy.
No.
He realised that maybe the IMAX might not have been enough for the Christmas spirit. So he got me involved to come over here. Well, you're going to feed me, thank you.
Oh, Jerry.
Well, he looks like he hasn't eaten in a while.
Yeah.
So. Thank you, Dave. It's probably my slim figure. So I've got together with me boys and I've got you all some presents so you can celebrate Christmas, period.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, cheers, Jerry, yeah, mate. Nice one.
Have you noticed your name sounds a bit like Merry Christmas? What did you call me?
I love it.
I don't have a lot of catchphrases yet, but I'm sure that I'll get some during the podcast.
Won't get on it, Jess.
Yeah.
So, who wants a present?
Oh, I'll have one.
Dave, you've been a good boy this year. Oh. So a little prezzy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're a proper waste man.
Oh, cheers.
That's not how you use that phrase, Jez.
Because you're a proper waste man. I got you some tape for your waist.
Oh, nice one.
Get those hips nice and shaky.
Just what I wanted.
He was doing a play on words there.
That's nice of you.
Santa Claus always does.
I can now measure it.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Joe from Wingit, come over here and open your present.
Yeah, I don't... Come on, Joe from Wingit.
Come on, Joe from Wingit.
From Wingit.
I've been watching your videos and seen your diet, so I thought I'd get you something nice and healthy.
Oh,
that's lovely. That's very nice, Jez.
Hey!
Yep.
So,
thank you.
No worries. So, Stephen, because I know you like to do podcasts.
You know him so well.
And you're constantly opening that mug of yours. I thought I'd get something to fill it.
Oh, wow.
If I know Jerry and I don't...
I can see his bleeding crotch. Can only assume it's his penis. Oh, it's... Oh, I've sort of gone for... Open it. Oh, I see you've gone for this lovely toilet paper wrapping.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's free. Mug of soup.
Cheers, Jez.
What have you got?
I've got a mug of soup.
Mug of soup.
What flavour is it, Jeremy?
It's either mushroom or chicken.
Cream and mushroom. That's nice. Thank you, Jez.
Nice.
Spirit of Christmas right there.
Hey, Tom. I've noticed that you're a man, and I think you like fragrance, don't you?
Yep.
A little bit of cologne. So I got something that reminded me of you. Smelly sticks.
That's a
Christmas roast.
It's actually a nice gift. No, I do burn incense at home occasionally, so thank you very much, Jerry. That's really thoughtful, very nice of you. I appreciate it.
And I have had soup before, Jez.
And I've got to redo my kitchen and measure it.
Really kind of you, really thoughtful. Yeah.
Thanks, Jez. Jez, is there anything you want to say?
I'm going to need me apple back.
Probably
thanks, Jerry Christmas. Okay. I'm so glad you came here and didn't make the joke about you being from lap dance land. So,
so if you want to know where Max found me, it was in lap dance land.
It's fine.
Oh, he should have gone to lap dance. That's right, a funny mistake he's made there.
I'll see what he's done.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
What an incredible Christmas character.
The ghost of Christmas characters. Someone should have bought him a fucking iron.
Anticipate he'll become Christmas past.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly indeed. Mm.
Christmas past is best.
Hey! Sell by date.
That's been used. It's definitely been wiped on the end of a band. We've all done it then.
We have.
We've all done it. The night out, maybe you don't want to get piss in your trousers, prom.
Or you haven't planned ahead.
Dave.
Yes.
It's now time for Dave Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's festive.
Whee. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
It's okay.
So my first rave of the Christmas spirit week is that why is there no 25th days on the Christmas calendar?
Some of them have it, some fancy ones.
Why not all of them? If I'm opening a Christmas calendar, I want to know what day's Christmas. What day's Christmas Eve. Like, if I'm opening it on Christmas Eve, I'm going, this is a special chocolate bar. Yeah, fair enough. But I want the special chocolate bar on Christmas Day.
Right. I guess the idea is that you're going to get more than just a little square of chocolate on Christmas Day.
I assume it's financially motivated. It's in the same way chocolate's been getting smaller down the years, more expensive.
Yeah, true.
It's one less. I imagine that adds up to hundreds of thousands of pounds.
For the shape, you know, 6x4 is easier than 5x5.
Rectangles and that, yeah. I suppose. Yeah. I didn't think that far ahead.
It's all right, mate.
The same it relies on.
Another frustrating thing of mine is people that don't put
on Christmas Day, all your family's enjoying opening presents, and you're just living.
I'm just absolutely.
The fuck's my 25th day?
What?
I don't want none of this Father Christmas shit. Where's 25th at? I don't even know what day I'm on anymore.
So confusion is the issue.
That is the main part of the issue for me.
Don't want to be confused at Christmas.
Exactly. I don't know what day it is now. That's because I haven't opened my Christmas advent calendar.
But you do have a... Do you not have one for this?
I have one for this year. Yeah, Jenna bought me one. I didn't buy her one in return. But she can look at me opening mine and realise what day it is.
Yeah.
So I'm good like that, you see.
Yeah.
Good like that.
I'm just going to ask the room, in the spirit of the room. Max, did you get your girlfriend a fancy advent calendar?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, there you go.
Tom, did you get your girlfriend a... Or your fiancé?
Nope. I have done in the past, but it's something vegan. You probably have to like order it, and I just didn't.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Order it from...
Sorry. probably should have done.
I told my girlfriend not to get me one, because I know myself.
I bought you one last year.
I think I ate it all, didn't I?
Did in a night.
I remember it.
You but what Stephen actually did is he undid the bottom of the calendar and slid the tray out so that none of the doors looked like they'd been opened, and I just kind of knocked it one day and thought, well, that's lighter.
Not unlike me. Not my first December, my friend.
I remember getting a Lego advent calendar, and that was pretty sick, to be fair.
Yeah.
And that had a 25th day. You don't really see me moaning about that, do you? That's my point, exactly.
Second day's right.
On to my next point is that why do some people always put up, leave their decorations up after the exercise, the day that you're meant to take them down?
What's the day, Dave?
I don't know. I reckon somewhere between the 6th of January.
Somewhere around there.
Something fourth, like that, fourth? Yeah. 4th. Like, the first weekend of January.
Right.
If it hasn't already happened on the 1st.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And they leave it up for months on end.
Months?
Months on end. Some of people.
Stick a sheet over the
lazy.
Tree.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, like, just laziness. Pure laziness. And so this year, I've thought about letting it go a bit. I'm not going to have a ump about it. But people that put up their Christmas trees early. Ooh. You see. This year, I've let it slide. I'm thinking, exactly. Yeah. Everyone needs a bit of enjoyment. So put up your tree on the 1st of November. I don't give a shit.
Put it on mid-November this year, me.
A lot of people I know.
Well, I was building my village, so I just thought.
Oh, yeah. So that's another one. My first day for raves is, who come up with the Christmas tree? And are there any Christmas trees in the North Pole?
So I believe
we go live to Joe McGrath.
I think, so the Germans invented the first artificial Christmas tree.
That's insane. How do you know that?
It was made out of dyed goose feathers, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That'd smell, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But who like looked at a tree and goes, that looks festive?
I don't know, but it does.
I see what they mean.
Yeah. I don't know if it's... Maybe we used to decorate them. So, I mean, the one in London, in Trafalgar Square, we get from Norway. Norway's big on Christmas. Mm. And they have a lot of them trees there anyway.
Oh, so it might be because of that.
I don't know, yeah. They all
is
get...
Is it a conifer? Or is that wrong?
I say evergreen all year round. So it can grow in... Thrives in cold conditions. So in the winter and stuff with lots of snow.
Oh, that might be it then.
Yeah.
Might be the reason. And I was thinking, because I've never seen a penguin hide under a tree. Trees exist in North Pole or South Pole in that matter?
Oh yeah, but then you get white Christmas trees. Are they just for look
blended?
The aesthetic.
Exactly.
You're right about that though. Like when you see the polar bears and all that,
never see them hiding under a tree
in the Antarctic.
I guess there's no soil, is there? It's ice. It's sea ice that freezes over.
Is the whole thing ice though?
So the land is actually mountains. Quite small. And it's so buried, like they've got like, the biggest lakes and deserts and stuff, but it's so far below you'll never see it.
But then
the ice that they roam the rest of the year round is the sea ice that extends and then melts in the summer.
So the deserts, would that be sand or would it just be?
I think so. I think that's what a desert is. But I think the biggest desert is, I think, in Antarctica.
A desert is just plain ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a lot of deserts used to be seas. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Days Raves, Days Raves. You had your days raised.
Days raised. Now we move on to... Would you rather?
Ooh.
Joe, text me them. So, let's have a look at this. That's a dick pic. No.
It's not.
Would you rather Santa be real or Jesus?
Santa.
Santa.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All the way.
Because Jesus, I imagine, is quite judgy.
Yeah.
Sure, he can perform miracles, but isn't getting to everyone in one night a miracle.
Well, if Jesus is real, then God's real, and that means that, you know, religious
someone's
people
judging
are right about stuff.
Yeah. So you don't want to be in the wrong with them. Yeah. They would be smug as well, wouldn't they?
Would
God's very judgy, isn't he? And spiteful, and you know, I don't want that to be the truth.
No, and he'd probably have another one of those Noah's Ark things. The story.
Let's flood the world, isn't
it? That's it, whereas Santa would flood the world with presents.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, die of drowning or die of presents. Squashed of presents.
That's either way, you're dead, Dave.
But I opened something in the process. So that's my thinking. Anyway.
Yep. There you go.
What if you opened the door to your house and the water came in?
You're joking. You're taking a piece.
So there we go. We'd all be Santa.
Santa.
Yep.
But Santa's judgy as well, though.
Naughty kids.
Because obviously we don't know about the good and the bad list.
What makes you good and what makes you bad?
Like, realistically, if he had to go around everyone, he can't go around 7 billion people.
Exactly.
He's going to have to be quite strict with good and bad.
No, he can because he's magic.
Yeah, but in Fred Claus, have you ever seen Fred Claus? Great film, by the way. His brother makes all the good people good, and then Santa's like, well, we can't do it now.
He's
made too many people good.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max. To the max. Put it to the max.
To the max.
No.
Are we ready?
Yes. Yep.
Hey, lads. Call me Nigel. My problem is, this year is the first Christmas I'm spending with my partner. I know that doesn't sound bad, but our parents go all out for the festive season, and I'm nervous for the day. A couple of weeks ago, I heard my partner on the phone talking about what they bought me. They told her about a red polo shirt, which isn't my style, and salt and pepper grinders. Again, something not something I want. The main issue is I hate opening presents in front of other people, especially when I know what is in it and I don't want it. Do I tell my partner or just grin and bear it? Thanks for your help and Merry Christmas.
Cheers, Nige. Should we hack this out?
Yeah.
Tom, you can direct, and we can even get Max back in if you want for this. It's up to you. Sure, it's up to you.
Sure. Yeah, get him.
Who's being who?
Well, it's up to Tom.
So, Mum and Dad and poor little Max, who is just trying
with
his
the
best to...
Parents, gotcha.
You know, be thankful at Christmas.
Come on, now, open it up. Oh. Don't be nervous now.
Oh,
like
it's beautiful.
It? Oh, stop.
Oh, it's...
You like it?
I love it.
Put it on.
No.
It's a cause I just to put think it on of that.
I don't know if you know this, but last week I had bath and I used new bath bomb.
No, it doesn't smell or sound like you.
No,
funny,
not so.
Funny that. But I accidentally used the duck bleach in the bath.
Oh, right.
And I burnt my skin horribly.
To the Michael Jackson.
Yes, in a way, but my whole body's red raw.
Burn.
Well, your polo shirt will blend right in with that.
It will, but, you know...
You want to stick some salt on that, love?
Yeah.
Why would you put salt
and
on a red raw
cover the
skin?
Smell.
Good thing we got you something else. Open it.
Go on. It. Get in there, lad.
Open it.
What else have you got, mate?
Look at the salt and pepper grinder.
Oh, fuck, sorry,
I hadn't opened that yet.
You ruined the surprise when you said about salt.
Sorry, Nigel, love.
Oh, I don't know if I can appreciate this now because it's been ruined.
Well, it seems like you can't appreciate it.
No, I don't think I can.
Gobshite.
Those are the ones you wanted.
I let you plough me daughter and this is what I get in return. Not even a video recording, you frigid sod.
Put your
jumper
on.
Do you want video recording?
Oh, Nigel,
bloody hell.
Be honest with us. Do you like the gift?
I love it so much.
What was that look to the camera?
that was a little wink.
Nigel, what are you doing? Winking?
Why have you got a camera up in your fucking front room?
I'm hoping you to a shag later.
You've already done it. You were involved.
Improv king, Max. Pull your pants up, Max. Come on.
Sexy.
Rude. Well, there you go, Nigel. Yeah. That was...
There's your answer.
Just get a phrase in your head before you open it.
Yeah.
Keep using that.
Well, I guess if you know what it is, then you can kind of plan your natural organic reaction.
What do you do if you get a present and you don't want it?
Act surprised.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is great. I never thought I was getting this. But I can use this to do this. Mm. That's exactly what I've wanted. Leave the house, find the nearest bin.
So you just bin it?
I would. Nah, I'd palm it off as another present.
To someone else?
To someone else.
Nice.
I mean, humans act and lie every day, you know. You should be able to just spare someone's feelings and just wait till later, like you say, to bin it.
Think on, Nudge. Think
or re-gift. On. Re-gift.
Yeah. Sounds like it's time for the final question. If you could only have one gift for the rest of your life, what would it be? It's got to be something you can open. It's not the gift of life.
Sorry, right, but that's it. And it's the last gift I'll ever get.
No, just once. One more gift.
I'm thinking £1 million.
No, you can't have that.
Oh, right, that too?
I don't know what the rules are, but somehow that's breaking it.
That's all right. Yeah, fair enough. Has to be like a wrappable present.
Yeah.
A wrappable present.
A car could be one.
Yeah, you
technically,
can wrap anything.
Yeah. Technically. Fit in a room.
M&M could wrap anything.
Yeah.
Hey.
I would get a camper van.
Oh.
A camper van?
Yeah, something I can just hit the road in and live out of. Because I want to get one anyway, but I imagine I won't be able to get a brand new one, so I'll probably have to get an older one, do it up. But maybe one of them.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's a good shout, to be fair.
Then where would you go?
Everywhere, mate.
Well, wouldn't I?
All the different places.
Yeah.
You name it, I'll go there.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking fishing rod. I've never fished before. I'd always planned about getting into it. First thing I could think of.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to get something, it's the last thing you're ever going to get. Make sure it's something you might not need or use.
On the off chance I get into fishing. Oh, I bet.
I don't want to risk it.
They're not expensive fishing rods.
Not like the best, all the gear.
Some people come around and they go, they're the best fishing rod.
Yep. But Dave, what do you do now? What do you like now? What's your hobby now?
I don't know.
If you could spend a day doing one thing.
A 20 bag?
I don't know. I've been into
keys to your own apartment
in
Amsterdam.
Yeah, sod it. There we go. That's a shout. That is a shout.
Unfortunately,
that is it.
It's in the red light. Just you fishing.
Sorry, love. It's the only present I've got.
Just a red light and a glass wall.
If you could live there for a year for free, would you?
Yeah, well, Amsterdam.
You could shut the curtains. It's the red.
No, you can't shut the curtains.
I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
Have a peek.
You get a lot of foot traffic there. have a peek.
What's she up to tonight? That sounds crazy.
You know what she's up to, Dave. Don't play the fool.
Just do me tax return.
That's my answer. Amsterdam.
You wouldn't
flat.
Have to pay a
pimp. I wouldn't
rent.
pay a penny.
That'd be good.
I'm happy with that.
Stephen,
I go for a car.
Yeah.
Not bad shout.
Nice.
Nothing like a sports car because I'd crash.
Mm.
Just something safe.
What about the boys in the wings? Sorry.
Paul McCartney.
Friendship, the gift of friendship.
Friendship.
That's Joe from Wing It. Yeah. It just wants to be loved.
Max, Christmas, what would you get time. For Christmas?
Tesco black card.
Wow. Right. Okay, fair play.
Oh, Nando's black card thinking about
it. Do they do?
I don't think that exists.
Yeah, but
it's gotta be real. It's gotta be something you can open. If that's not real, then you can't open it.
Okay, and you know, immortality belt, you know, it's kind of it needs to be tangible.
Oh, it doesn't fucking fit.
No.
Right, yeah.
I'm a large.
Never order from China. That's what I always say.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I think I want some of that friendship.
I need that.
There's a lack of it in this fucking room.
Did someone say Jerry Christmas?
He's back.
Anyway, that was the Christmas special of the Stephen Tries podcast. I was joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Nice Tom Looney.
Woo!
Joseph McGrath.
Yay!
Woo! Max Smith.
Woo!
And you, the viewers. Well done if you made it this far. Well done.
Proud of you.
Joe, stop twanging your carrot, mate. Yeah.
Lick my carrot, Dave.
Oh, God, he's getting off on this. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's for next week.
Oh, yeah.
See you before,
Merry Christmas.